How much love do you have for yourself? Believing in you creates a personal safety net that protects, allowing you to take care of yourself to the best of your abilities. Thank you for tuning in this Saturday, April 26, 2014, with me, Estra, from Seattle, Washington. You matter, and your car accident concerns matter. This is the reason for this program, Talking About You with Estra, along with my blog and TV programs. Today's topic is a discussion on loving yourself with confidence. Loving ourselves brings a special component of wisdom when trouble comes our way. It allows less discouragement or blame and moves us towards seeking a solution to problems. Loss from a traffic collision is indeed unsettling. Injuries can shake us to our core, causing a revision of thoughts and feelings. Having the courage and strength to regain footing will bring a new survival skill and greater confidence for the next trials and tribulations. And yes, of course, as long as we're here, they're going to come. By making the most of a difficult situation, the best results become a greater probability from a car accident. Today we'll spend our time talking about keeping your self-esteem up after personal injury, standing tall in the midst of blows by insurance companies and employers, rejecting false claims made to reduce auto accident settlements, loving yourself with confidence, showing how it builds advocate skills, and also why you matter and your car accident concerns, and the role self-confidence plays in most outcomes. Right now, place your questions and comments on Twitter at Estra's Radio Show. My name is Estra, E-S-T-R-A. There's an S with Radio Show. Or on Facebook at Talking About You with Estra. I'm listening to hear what you have to say today and tomorrow because you matter. Pain and suffering bring on sadness and despair. If acute, high levels of pain transform a voice from bass to soprano. If chronic in nature, personal injury pain seems like it lasts for an eternity. Regardless of pain type, self-esteem can take a hit after personal injury. Perception changes due to differences in abilities, and it may personally be viewed as a cannot-do time, which might be true for right now. Emotional pain cannot be left out of this equation. Physical pain can generate emotional pain from injury. The key quotient for holding on to self-esteem after a personal injury is making the decision to love yourself at every stage. Accepting where you are now and loving yourself brings a confidence and an encouragement to keep moving forward until recovery. Loving yourself with confidence delivers up energy and determination for personal care and concern, which promote growth and belief in oneself. Never, let me repeat that, never throw yourself under the bus. You may be hurting and life is constantly changing. By caring about yourself and being your best advocate, new dreams can be built or old ones recovered. By maintaining your confidence, it will be more difficult to convince you to make poor decisions on your behalf or choose a path that hinders your recovery. Confidence makes asking pertinent questions about your well-being easier and smooths out transitions on the journey. So how can you keep up your self-esteem while dealing with possibly a variety of losses? Trust and believe in yourself. Our instincts play a major role in our decision-making, and doing research for questions aid in making informed decisions. Self-respect and dignity does come from within. Choosing to give one's own power to another reduces one's strength and confidence. Therefore, hold on dearly to the love for yourself and the confidence in which it brings. In my opinion, it is easier to become stronger by giving yourself a chance to believe in you. Each show, I like to share locations where you can join me for additional conversations, so make sure to stop by and say hello. Make sure to visit IMDb, and I'm there on Estrus TV. You can also go out and purchase my book on Amazon. The title of the book is Car Accident by Estra, and it's also available out on Barnes & Noble, and you can find them both in ebook or paperback. Make sure to also stop by on Twitter under the hashtag of Estra's Accident Survey. It's less than 3 minutes, and it shares your experience, which is important. Also, you can go out to iTunes and listen to our archives of this show, Talking About You with Estra, and you can also find them on Blog Talk Radio. During the negotiation process, you might be told many things to discourage you into thinking the validity of your claim is low, that you do not have the knowledge or power to take on your employer or insurance company. They may attempt to get you to believe they control the outcome of this claim, and perhaps in many ways they do, since they could keep your claim going for almost 10 years without it being resolved. What do they have to lose? They have attorneys on staff, their partner and children are well taken care of, and they are still being paid along with their benefits. So from their perspective, the only thing they lose is money down the road. A road in which gives them time to regain a loss if necessary. However, the insured, you, the person injured in the car accident, have your partner and children. All of you may lose your entire way of life, depending on the level of injuries and if the insured is the primary breadwinner. From my perspective, fear is not an option in this claim process. However, you must have enough knowledge and skill to navigate these treacherous waters. And unfortunately, you may not always receive information that allows you to make the best decisions. Therefore, you must stay vigilant and work on your behalf. In my opinion, money has a way of making people do things that hinder the ability to make decisions with integrity. Something becomes lost, or perhaps something is being held over their heads. Whatever the case, you must stand for what you can live with today and down the road. If you feel like a frog in a boiling pot of water, it could be because you have more options than you realize. Do not be pressured into making decisions. Typically, most insureds are slowly worked on to accept far less than their claim value. Yet, do not be as those whose greed blinds them. Decide where you want to take this claim and be steadfast. There's no boogeyman or boogeyman. Only those who choose what is yours if they feel they can get away with it. Therefore, evaluate who you are working with and what are their intentions regarding your claim. Just because insurance companies and employers have more resources and power, still use the skills at your disposal and resources. In fact, you will need them in order to accomplish all or part of your goals. Your self-confidence will play a major role, for without it, they will surely plan your demise, in my opinion, and perhaps succeed. It does not have to go this way. Remember to keep your focus on your recovery and benefits by keeping up your confidence. Again, not everything you are told may be true, especially things not placed in writing. Therefore, use caution in what you hold to be true. One way to prevent the false and true claim information from mingling is to learn your policy well before needing it. Also, document any conversations you have and verify what you are told. And if you find false claims, document it. Remember, the goal for most insurance companies is to pay out the least amount possible, and there is no concern on the impact on you or your family. Also, you do not have to answer all questions if they are not pertinent to your claim. Many times, phishing for information is quite common. The hope is to find something embarrassing, some tidbits that they can use to get you to settle your claim. Sometimes this can be a very difficult situation. Every life has a mixture of experiences, and yours is likely to be less unique than you think. Do not let them use anything against you. In fact, I'm sure if you dig deep enough into their life, you'll find unpopular information. Yet hold on to your integrity. Don't be taken down a road that changes who you are. Do the right things and let them be accountable for the behaviors and decisions they make. You will know rather quickly if they are willing to pay your claim. Delays, denials, a stop in your payments are all indications of their stance on your claim. Therefore, pay attention to what they do more than what they say. Action does speak louder than words, and when injured and needing the benefits from an insurance policy you paid premiums on, action says a whole lot. Don't be afraid to say no about a request made by insurance companies or employers. This was supposed to be a partnership. If there is something unfair about the request, let them know. In my opinion, respect and dignity is part of this claim process, and you should not be treated otherwise. Yet, in the real world, things are not always as they should be, and in my opinion, they can smell fear from miles away and will take advantage of this situation if possible. If you are fortunate enough to find a good faith insurance company, continue to work with them to find a resolution. This will mean neither them or you wish to keep this claim outstanding for any longer than it needs to be. If you find the insurance company or employer constantly asking for more and more information, chances are they are looking for some reason not to pay your claim, yet at this time they cannot substantiate it with a reason. In my opinion, providing them with adequate amount of information to evaluate your claim is justifiable, yet fishing expeditions should be out in the ocean, not wasting your time and energy you could use for recovery. So use your wisdom in discerning what their agenda truly is and make a decision how you will deal with it. Again, you always have choices. I need to repeat that because that's very important, because a lot of times they try to place you in situations where it makes you feel like you don't have any choice. You always have a choice. And they already actually, in most cases, know what choice they're going to make about handling your claim. Therefore, you must also be your best advocate and do what you think is right for you. To help with your 214 car accident, make sure to pick up a copy of my weekly planner. It's available anytime during the year that you've been in a collision. So stop by my blog, Estra's Blog Tips, on Blogger, anytime to pick up a copy of one. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, and the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner makes organizing, documenting, and information retrieval easier. So stop by Estra's Car Accident Help or my Estra official car accident site for more information. Also, recent videos on Estra's TV out on YouTube under Estra's blog include harassment and intimidation of the injured, and it's common for people who file auto insurance, employer benefits, or Social Security disability claims to find themselves facing harassment and intimidation in hopes of getting injured to eliminate a claim. Another video is called Meet Estra, and this is an introduction about the journey of being involved in a car accident and what this experience may entail. Taking on people with influence and power means coming up against tactics that are foreign and scary for most people. And the third recently released video is Disability Surveillance 101. This is a time of year many people find themselves under surveillance. Did you notice that your local streets are busier? Does it seem like there's more people all around you? This is a must-see video. Also, there are a total of 34 car accident videos available out on Estra's TV on YouTube for viewing. To ensure viewing of legitimate Estra links, look for the 3 stars from my official website, and all are G-rated and acceptable for all audiences. Otherwise, you might be viewing information from a fake link. If you have any problems, make sure to drop me a line on Twitter at Estra's Radio Show. I just want to make sure that you're being able to accurately see any information that's out there. And unfortunately, harassment can be at their worst. Any car accident, but especially the first, creates a great deal of worrying and concern. Depending on whether it's a fender bender or a serious injury, much depends on prior collision knowledge. Do you react from instinct or knowledge? Preferably you have a bit of both of those. Life's unexpected events need them. Preparation is really the key from my perspective, and especially since no one knows the level of trauma on the initial scene, and by having a checklist, this would be helpful in being able to recall some of the important questions that you need to ask. Responding at the scene of an accident to the best of your abilities will also build your confidence. Later, this will help when answering questions about what exactly happened, when knowing what the expectations are at the scene of an accident, and how and when to respond. It builds confidence in handling difficult situations. When handled properly, it builds courage, and when facing future concerns, it helps to choose how to proceed. First, realize many people have gone through the process of being involved in a car accident and got through it, and so will you. Next, realize anything you are told must be filtered through your own lens. Evaluate what you have experienced and what you've seen. Make sure to thoroughly document what just happened and acknowledge that you might be in shock or traumatized in some way. Therefore, any devices such as your camera, along with writing down information, will help. Another suggestion is to pick up a copy of my book, Car Accident by Estra, and use a helpful checklist in the back of the book. This is a good reason to keep it in your car. When you plan for possible events in advance, in most cases it provides more control when dealing with personal situations. This in turn can develop greater confidence to handle and resolve the issue. These are ways to find comfort when dealing with problems. Realize for most problems there are solutions. Learning from the experiences of others involved in car accident helps prevent mistakes and provides a more focused approach to your solution. Whatever injuries received, there are others who have had them too. And by becoming informed about how others resolved their situations, this can allow you to become more confident about resolving yours. Most people have similar complaints when addressing traffic collisions. They're typically dealing with an auto insurance process, employer benefit packages, personal loss due to injury, or Social Security disability. By preparing for typical problems faced by others, a better probable outcome also might prevail. Yet, as you're moving through this journey, it becomes clear what path you are willing to take. Remember to share your lessons learned. There are people just like you going through the process who could use the knowledge gained. Will there be bumps in the road? Absolutely. Auto insurance companies, long-term disability companies, and employers often seek ways to deny, delay, and defend their stance in court to eliminate your claim. And unfortunately, for many, their harassment and intimidation tactics wear down many car accident victims. And our Congress has been influenced by lobbyists, and their power and influence currently supersede the average poor and middle class insured. Yet, you stand. For each and every one of us, that does brings us closer to a changing system that is seriously broken. In my opinion, far too many injured people experience bad faith insurance claims. Build your confidence by making it through the process day by day. With a will, determination, and confidence, you can be your best advocate and be satisfied with doing your very best. When each and every car accident victim has the courage to stand up for the benefits against auto insurance companies, employers, and vote congressional members out of office whom do not support fair legislation for people injured in car accidents, then, and only then, will disabled be able to live with dignity. When people injured in car accidents are treated with disrespect and bad faith practices by insurance companies and employers are accepted as the norm in legal proceedings, much, and I say much, has gone terribly wrong in our justice system. However, when levels of self-confidence grows, individuals stand up against harassment and intimidation, and also request their benefits. In this way, the same people living in poverty will receive their benefits kept by insurance companies and employers. The amount of pressure on these corporations and Congress will exceed their ability to turn away from insurers' desire for an equitable playing field. However, this will only happen, I said again, this will only happen if you act. Today, there are many voices shouting the same injustices over social media. When these voices join together and educate each other and others who have yet to go through this bad faith practice, change will begin. All it takes are citizens standing together to make it happen. Yes, change will occur, and it starts with courage and strength not to give in to harassment and intimidation. Given a fighting chance, self-confidence will beat out bullying. Let me say that again. Given a fighting chance, self-confidence will beat out bullying. All it needs is time to grow. This growth takes place by standing day by day and learning to use your voice and vote. Your car accident concerns matter and you matter. There is much trauma during the recovery period, and insurers deserve respect and dignity through the process and their benefit payments. This only happens when people come together for change. Who decides it's a good thing for insurance companies and employers to decide that they can keep your benefits? This is absolutely a conflict of interest. Who benefits from this conflict of interest? Surely not the injured. Let your confidence grow. Begin to educate yourself on the claim process. Verify what you are told by what is in writing. Choose what is in the best interest for you. This is what makes a difference, not only for you, but for all those coming afterwards. Do not underestimate your value. Let me say that again. Do not underestimate your value. Confidence can bring it forth. I want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and to the musicians, whom I appreciate. Again, this week's auto insurance accident survey is now available for your input. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in traffic collisions. Please use these 3 minutes and tell us about how you've been affected by a car accident. You can find it again on Facebook under Talking About You with Estra, along with Twitter at Estra's Radio Show, hashtag Estra's Accident Survey. Let's meet back here next Saturday, same time, 1:30. No matter what you are going through, keep your head up and never give up, and keep building your confidence through loving yourself. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra, Estra's TV, and Estra's blog tip is not inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Estra's radio show, blog, and TV to state her opinions in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.